Is it on, Murphs?
Hell yeah, it's on.
No, I meant the Zoom, the recorder thing.
Oh, sorry, yeah. We're rolling, dude.
All right.
Podcasts are so zeitgeisty, by the way.
This just feels weird. I feel more comfortable when there's a camera on me.
Three,
you know?
Two, like one, and go for it, man.
Hi, guys. It's Taoiseach Leo here, but you can just call me the Taoiseach. I just welcome you back to the Callum's Kicks podcast, which was number one episode on iTunes quite a bit last season, although we were usually beaten by Blind Boy Boat Club, who, incidentally, I listen to all the time. I've even tweeted at him because I'm centrist and definitely not a neocon at all.
Move on, Taoiseach.
So, what have we been doing since you last iTuned in? Basically,
wow.
2018 has been toast and mazeballs so far. I totally owned Brexit, as you know. Killed it on the housing crisis, mainly by letting the conversation move on to other more important issues such as Dancing with the Stars. So thanks for that, Ireland. And of course, how could I forget my U-turn on the whole repeal thing had me trending harder than Saoirse Ronan's accent on her.ie. So, while my overall approval rating is now at 30%, my ratings among women have soared to Amy Huberman percent, and I'm getting like girl high fives every day on Twitter, where it really matters. I couldn't be more femme-friendly right now if I rolled myself in glitter and selfied the face off a repeal jumper at a Nuna Mullally rally.
Mazeballs.
Of course, it's not all smooth sailing. There's been a bit of talk about Garda scandals again, but that's not going to last long, I can tell you, thanks to the Late Late Show Valentine special. You know, that's the one where they spray the audience in Pinot Grigio and lube and let them disgrace themselves on the telly. Gets way more coverage than, you know, little Garda mishandling investigations and gross miscarriages of justice. Lols. What else? Not a whole lot otherwise. I'm totes popular now. Everyone basically loves me. I met Dennis O'Brien at Davos. And I'm all for repeal the 8th and the 14th.
Okay. Stall the avocado, dude. What did you just say there? A bit ago.
What do you mean? Where I said I was popular?
No. The other bit.
The repeal stuff.
No. The thing about, you know, when you said about meeting redacted in the...
I don't know what you... Look, we don't have time, Murph. Podcast has to be short. And I have to get back to flexing the mirror at the gym and watching that Healy Ray McSharry row in a loop for the absolute swamp donkey lols. Anyway, guys, Callan's Kicks is back right here
awesome. On
a podcast. Well done to you. You're obviously in a part of the country that has broadband. So well done you for being in the 4%.
By the way, Taoiseach, should we really be promoting Callan's Kicks? I mean, they make fun of us.
Yeah, you kind of come across as really thick on it, all right. But I don't mind being slagged because I'm just that sort of dude.
Cool.
Hashtag relatable AF.
Okay, that'll do. Oh, by the way, don't forget to subscribe as well.
And subscribe before you leave Dublin on your 4-hour commute home, because if you don't, you know, the stream gets cut off. You know how it happens. Anyway, laters, dudes. Ciao for now.